Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Ah, welcome back, everybody, to a wonderful episode of Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, that's Luke. We're here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and we have just found a little situation we're going to have to correct in just a little bit here. What happened, man?
I don't know. This board's a little laggy today. I'm telling you, I was like, hey, did you notice this? This board's kind of lagging a little bit.
But no. Wow. We're already... Welcome to Dueling Tangents, a political show about a lot of local politics, and we go off on tangents sometimes, and every now and then we answer your tech questions. Every now and then we create our own tech questions and then answer them for you on the air.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about anything we're talking about here or want to join in and add your own tangent, 844-967-2789. Shout out to the Leftist Coast on KGOE. We got a bunch of stuff today. So
yeah.
The Racine County Sheriff in our ongoing saga about elections has referred the WEC to be for felony charges.
Yeah, but not everybody on the WEC.
Oh, there's just six members, but only one is exempt.
Only one is exempt. He's recommending felony charges for five out of the six.
It's because that one is being specified over other election fraud he may have committed otherwise, right?
Honestly, that might be the case, but
probably not.
I'm sure the fact that the Racine sheriff left him off, it was because he's like, well, if we actually look into that guy, we might find something we don't want to find.
We're talking about Bob Spindell. He's one of the one of the people on the WEC. We'll get into that. We will enumerate that in just a little bit here. A little bit of a little update on Slippery Pete, the Packers quarterback.
I was like, where are we going with this one? Okay, yeah.
Slippery Pete, look it up. It's a Seinfeld episode. It was Peter Stormare, the guy that looks just like Aaron Rodgers right now with a beard and everything.
Yeah.
He always plays Russian, man. Yep. He's Slippery Pete.
Okay.
Yes. Looks just like Aaron Rodgers right now. And Aaron Rodgers is acting like Slippery Pete, so I'm
going
to go with
that's who your money was on, that Rodgers was going to be dressing up for his Halloween when there was this whole
thing. I really thought he was going to be one of that dude's characters, and that guy has played, Peter Stormare has played so many different characters. I'm only one degree of separation. He's an American Gods, and so am I.
Yeah, there you go.
Hooray for all of us.
My thoughts have been evolving on the Aaron Rodgers saga.
Oh, you've been evolving.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Have you gone to Aaron's side at this point now?
No, because obviously I think it's still wrong that he was asked point blank, are you vaccinated? And he was like, yeah, I'm immunized. So like there's nothing getting around that, but
have you cheated on me? I haven't. Any hesitation there, you're like you're
yeah, and obviously everybody was posting videos of like the interaction on August 26th, I believe it was, earlier this year when he was asked that question, and you can kind of see his eyes like dart around. It's like, in hindsight now with the information that we know, it's kind of like, maybe somebody should have asked a follow-up question there, because his eyes kind of darted around like, yeah.
Anyone going to ask me anything else? No, I'm just moving on. Oh, good,
immunized.
Good.
Yeah, I'm immunized. Let's keep moving on.
At least, you know, listen, I'm not a fan of Kirk Cousins either, but at least he said, screw you, I'm not getting it.
True.
And like, true. Aaron could have just said, screw you, we're not getting it, and we'd all be like, come on, dude. But at least he would have not been putting his... Just when you find out you've been lied to, you just
it doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth. It's you're kind of like, what the heck?
And everybody was already on him anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say there was already plenty of problems there. But you know, I don't know what's actually gonna happen. The NFL, the more I've looked into this, they probably knew. Well, they're telling NFL teams that it is the team's responsibility to enforce the league's COVID-19 policies,
uh-huh.
And so. I don't think the NFL is going to be really the one to crack down on this, because
the NFL probably knew.
Right. And so the NFL was the one that deemed him unvaccinated at the beginning of the year when he lobbied to have his alternative treatment qualify as vaccination status good. But that didn't happen. And so the NFL knew that he was unvaccinated. And the NFL also, like, you can't tell me that there were no executives or higher ups at the NFL that were watching all of his post game conferences these last 8 weeks and were like, hey, he should be wearing a mask right now, or he should be on Zoom because that's not in the COVID-19 protocols.
If my name was Phil Melichek and I was going to be playing the Packers next week, I'd definitely go and say, hey, you know, maybe we should figure that thing out there.
Yeah. I don't know if Andy Reid's going to do that, but yeah. Yeah.
Mandy Deed? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I think he already did, and it's already done. So, poor guy. But you know what? Who's going to end up being the entire, like, the star of this pandemic? Who's going to be the hero that brings the United States finally together to go and everybody just finally get vaccinated?
Who's that?
Blake Bortles. Because you know what happens when you don't get vaccinated?
You get Blake Bortles.
You get Blake Bortles. Congratulations, everybody. You've Blake Bortled yourself.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. So that's a developing story still. Yeah, I have a feeling it'll be interesting.
We'll be making snarky comments on that. If you have a comment, 844-967-2789, Tangents. Also, I have a question for you, question of the day. We'll reveal it later on. It's not that long of a thing, and you can probably guess it or look it up, but please, you know, just give us your best guess.
Yeah, give us a call with your best guess.
Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson are supporting a bipartisan legislation, or they both have made statements in support of this legislation. And I pose this to you, Luke.
Yeah, you asked me before we started the show today, I threw out a few guesses, and I was like, you know what, let's save this for the air. I personally do not know what this legislation is, and I'll share some of my guesses.
I'm interested with what you've guessed. So fill in the people with what you've guessed so far.
And then I have a tangent off of that for dairy as well.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, we got a dairy tangent. So let's get into our main story. We've buried it enough again.
You're right.
Hooray for us. But again, you know, we could have nuclear war, but first, the Packers. So the Racine County Sheriff has recommended felony charges for five members of the WEC because during a pandemic, when everybody was saying stay away from the nursing homes, literally everybody, and they were the Republicans were going after Andrew Cuomo, the governor in New York, for issues with nursing homes, and for not sending people into there to go and you know, help out with absentee ballots.
We didn't know a whole lot when the COVID-19 pandemic began. There was questions of whether or not it was airborne, if it was surfaces, like where should you be washing your hands more?
Trump knew it was airborne, at least during the Bob Woodward interview.
Well, yeah, he knew, and because obviously the leading scientists of the country informed the president of that, but he decided to keep that private and then
he didn't want to create a panic.
Right. But there were a lot of questions, and public officials were trying to make sound policy decisions at the time. But the one thing that we did know is that it affected the elderly population worse than the rest of the population.
Yeah, generally any disease will do that.
Right. And so we knew that we had to protect individuals that would be living in areas like a nursing home where you have a lot of elderly at-risk individuals. And so they made the decision end of March, early April, not to send the special voting deputies into the nursing homes, and that they voted 6-0. All six commissioners,
even Bob Spindell,
the
blank wad that, you know.
Yeah, and so now the Racine County Sheriff has looked into this nursing home in Racine County, and it has recommended felony charges, I believe like four different kinds of felonies as well. It's not just one felony charge that he's recommending. And the Attorney General, Josh Call, had some comments on it. And so I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the direct quotes right in front of me, but Call pretty much said that this was an abuse of power by the Racine County Sheriff, and that it was all a publicity stunt.
Well, luckily, you know, these felony charges are just recommendations, and just ask Shea Sortwell what, you know, they do with police recommendations for felonies. So you can look that up on your own if you'd like to. So the one person who is left off of this list of people to be, again, this commission was replaced
right
by Republicans because they didn't like the last Government Accountability Board, which won awards for their job.
Like nationally known and recognized
bipartisan
as good government.
And just great, really good stuff.
Yeah.
And then they get rid of it, and then they replaced it with this that isn't good enough for them as well. They also made it to have gridlock, and the one of the things they agreed upon 6-0 was not to send people into nursing homes, and that's resulting in 5 felony charges,
not 6, just
recommendations.
5. Yep,
not
charging recommendations.
Charging yep. recommendations, and the person they're leaving out is Bob Spindell. Just so you know, Bob Spindell. Remember when Republicans decided to go and send a bunch of fake electors that were illegal to do so as delegates.
Illegitimate electors. The Republicans decided, hey, no, Donald Trump won this election. And yeah. and because we think that, we're going to 10 Republican higher-ups, including Bob Spindell, he was one of the 10, signed on to official documents saying that they represented the official delegates of Wisconsin, and they were going to go to D.C. to cast their vote for Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. And so now the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, is petitioning the Wisconsin Elections Commission to actually look into those 10 individuals that signed those illegal documents. And we're going to dive a little bit more into that story on
Great
the other
stuff.
Side of this break. Yeah,
Good
so,
job, man.
So 5 sentencing recommendations from the Racine County Sheriff, but not one for the individual that actually has some questionable
and probably has committed election fraud, because he's trying to do the opposite of the public and what the people have clearly decided.
Right. And so this is a pretty interesting developing story on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Like you said, it's designed for some gridlock, but I was not expecting these stories.
What I can tell you is the man is... He does have a scary look about him.
Yeah.
Like remember the movie Major League? Chelsea Ross's character, Harris, the old yep. veteran that's got the mm-hmm. Vaseline on him. He's kind of like that, but like worse.
Oh, jeez.
And like he just has this like kind of, hey. And I don't want to judge people by their looks, but this dude looks creepy, and that, I'm sorry, I have to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like a lot of people that look creepy as well, but this guy definitely looks creepy, and I also don't like him. Bob Spindell, probable election, fraudulent elector.
We got a couple happy birthday shout-outs as well.
For absolutely.
Episode. So, happy birthday, State Representative Francesca Hong. She's turning, I believe, 33 today.
And, happy birthday to my dad. He's turning 24.
There we go. All right, so happy birthday. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.